This is Unit 2 of Pimsleur's Speak and Read Essential Czech. Listen to this conversation.
Dobrý den.
Dobrý den.
Mluvíte česky?
Ano, trochu. Prosím, mluvte pomaleji.
Dobře.
Děkuju.
Listen to it again.
Dobrý den.
Dobrý den.
Mluvíte česky?
Ano, trochu. Prosím, mluvte pomaleji.
Dobře.
Děkuju.
Do you remember how to say pardon me or excuse me?
Promiňte.
How do you ask a woman, are you Czech?
Jste Češka? Češka
refers to a Czech woman. Here's how to refer to a Czech man. Listen and repeat.
Czech. Czech.
This word ends with a kind of KH sound, as in the composer's name,
Bach.
Listen again and repeat the word for Czech after the speaker.
Czech. Czech.
Say about a man, Czech.
Czech. Czech.
How would you ask a man, are you Czech?
Jste Čech? Jste Čech?
How do you say I?
Já.
Say I am.
Já jsem.
How does a man say I'm Czech?
Já jsem Čech. Já jsem Čech.
How does a woman say, I'm Czech?
Já jsem Češka. Já jsem Češka.
Now, leaving out the word I, say, I'm Czech for a man.
Jsem Čech.
Say, I'm Czech for a woman.
Jsem Češka.
Here's the Czech word for no. Listen and repeat.
Ne. Ne.
What's the Czech for no?
Ne. Ne.
The most common way to negate a sentence in Czech is to put no in front of a verb. Here's how to say, I'm not. Listen.
Nejsem. Nejsem.
It's one word only. The stress is on the first syllable. Repeat, I'm not, after the speaker.
Nejsem. Nejsem.
How do you say, I'm not?
Nejsem. Nejsem.
How would a man say, I'm not Czech?
Nejsem Czech.
How would a woman say, no, I'm not Czech?
Ne, nejsem Češka.
What's the word for an American?
Američan.
That's for a male American. Here's the word for a female American. Listen and repeat.
Američanka. Američanka.
Say American about a woman.
Američanka. Američanka.
How would a woman say, I'm American?
Jsem Američanka. Jsem Američanka.
How would a man say, I'm English?
Jsem Angličan.
Guess how a woman would say, I'm English.
Jsem Angličanka. Jsem Angličanka.
How does a man say, yes, I'm American?
Ano, jsem Američan.
How would a man say, I'm not American?
Nejsem Američan.
No, I'm not American.
Ne, nejsem Američan.
How would a woman say, I'm not Czech, I'm English?
Nejsem Češka, jsem Angličanka.
How would a man say, I'm not Czech, I'm American?
Nejsem Čech, jsem Američan.
How do you ask, are you?
Jste?
Ask a woman, are you Czech?
Jste Češka?
Now ask a man if he's Czech.
Jste Čech?
What's the word for well, the one that also means okay or all right?
Dobře.
How do you say you speak?
Mluvíte.
In Czech.
Česky.
Say, you speak Czech well.
Mluvíte dobře česky.
Here's in English. Listen.
Anglicky. Anglicky.
This word contains a new sound for you, as in pizza. Repeat the ending.
Cky. Cky.
Now repeat the whole word.
Anglicky. Anglicky.
How would you say you speak English?
Mluvíte anglicky. Mluvíte anglicky.
Asking questions in Czech is easy. Notice that only the intonation is different. Here's how you'd ask someone, do you speak English? Listen.
Mluvíte anglicky? Mluvíte anglicky?
Listen again. Here's the statement, you speak English.
Mluvíte anglicky? Mluvíte anglicky.
Now repeat the question, do you speak English?
Mluvíte anglicky? Mluvíte anglicky?
How do you ask someone, do you speak English?
Mluvíte anglicky? Mluvíte anglicky?
How would you ask someone, do you speak Czech?
Mluvíte česky?
Say you've just met a Czech. Ask if he speaks English.
Mluvíte anglicky?
He tells you, yes, a little. Listen.
Ano, trochu. Ano, trochu.
Repeat, a little.
Trochu. Trochu.
How would a Czech ask you, do you speak Czech?
Mluvíte česky?
Answer her, yes, a little.
Ano, trochu. Ano, trochu.
Here's how to say hello in Czech. Listen.
Dobrý den. Dobrý den.
These words literally mean good day. Let's practice that starting from the end. Repeat after the speaker.
Den. Den. Brý. Brý. Do. Do. Dobrý. Dobrý. Dobrý den. Dobrý den.
Now say hello or good day.
Dobrý den. Dobrý den.
Suppose you've just sat down next to a man in a theater in Prague. Prague is full of foreign tourists, but you're eager to meet a Czech. How do you say to this man, excuse me, are you Czech?
Promiňte, jste Čech?
He answers, yes, I am, and you?
Ano, jsem. A vy?
Tell him you're American.
Jsem Američanka.
That's if you're a woman. How does a man say, I'm American?
Jsem Američan.
How would a woman say, I'm English?
Jsem Angličanka.
How would a man say, I'm English?
Jsem Angličan.
The man you've just met in the theater says something quickly and you don't quite understand. You want him to slow down, so you say, please speak more slowly. Listen.
Prosím, mluvte pomaleji. Prosím, mluvte pomaleji.
Here's more slowly. It's one word. Remember that the stress in Czech is always on the first syllable. Listen.
Pomaleji. Pomaleji.
Let's practice that by parts. Listen and repeat.
Ji. Leji. Ma. Poma. Maleji. Pomaleji.
Keep repeating the whole word more slowly.
Pomaleji. Pomaleji.
How do you say more slowly?
Pomaleji. Pomaleji.
Here's the word for please.
Prosím. Prosím.
Let's practice this, starting from the end. Listen and repeat.
Сім. Сім. Про. Про. Просім. Просім.
Say more slowly.
Помалеї. Помалеї.
Say please.
Просім. Просім.
And now here's the request. Speak, as in speak more slowly. Listen.
Mluvte. Mluvte.
That's very similar to you speak, but not quite the same. How do you say you speak?
Mluvíte.
And now repeat the request. Speak.
Mluvte. Mluvte.
Say more slowly.
Pomaleji.
Now say, please speak more slowly.
Prosím, mluvte pomaleji. Prosím, mluvte pomaleji.
The man says, okay, say this.
Dobře.
You say, thank you. Here it is. Listen.
Děkuju. Děkuju.
Let's practice the first part. Listen and repeat.
Dě. Dě.
Now repeat the second part.
Kuju. Kuju.
Repeat the whole word. Thank you.
Děkuju. Děkuju.
How do you say please?
Prosím.
This same word also means you're welcome. How do you say both please and you're welcome?
Prosím.
Say thank you.
Děkuju. Děkuju.
How do you say more slowly?
Pomaleji.
Speak more slowly.
Mluvte pomaleji.
How do you say okay or all right?
Dobře.
Say thank you.
Děkuju.
Suppose you're walking back to your hotel in Prague and a man walks up to you and says something you don't understand. Say to him, excuse me, I'm not Czech.
Promiňte, nejsem Češka.
If you're a man, how would you say, excuse me, I'm not Czech?
Promiňte, nejsem Čech.
Ask him to please speak more slowly.
Prosím, mluvte pomaleji.
He understands and slowly asks if you speak Czech. Tell him, yes, a little.
Ano, trochu.
He says something else you don't catch. Tell him you're American and ask if he speaks English. Use I here.
Já jsem Američanka. Mluvíte anglicky?
What would an American man say?
Já jsem Američan. Mluvíte anglicky?
It turns out that he's an English teacher in a high school, and he's delighted at a chance to practice his English on you. He walks with you to your hotel. As he begins to leave, you tell him in Czech that he speaks English well.
Mluvíte dobře anglicky?
He in turn compliments you on your Czech. Tell him, thank you.
Děkuju.
He says something in Czech, and you realize that it must be goodbye. Here's what it sounds like. Listen and repeat.
Na shledanou. Na shledanou.
You wave and say goodbye.
Na shledanou. Na shledanou.
Now we will begin reading some Czech. Since we do not recommend reading instruction if you're doing this program in your car or where it's not convenient to work with the booklet, we suggest putting this aside until later when it's more appropriate. We do, however, recommend that you make the effort to do a reading unit daily, sometime after the appropriate lesson. Reading in Czech will obviously be useful to deal with menus and the like, and will also aid you by adding many vocabulary words to augment your proficiency in the language. As you start to read Czech, you'll learn a few letters in each unit. Czech uses 23 letters of the Latin alphabet. Additional marks are used above some letters. Most Czech letters represent only one sound, which is not true in English. If you're doing the reading practice now, get your owner's manual and reading booklet. If you don't have the booklet at hand, stop the tape now and start it again when you're ready. Take your reading booklet and open it to the page containing the words for Unit 2. Now, look at the first word. The speaker is going to read it out loud, and you repeat it after him.
Ah. Ah.
This word means and. Now read word number 2.
Tam. Tam.
Number 3.
Mapa. Mapa.
Number 4.
Lampa. Lampa.
Word number 5 has the letter O in it. It sounds shorter than the English O. Listen.
O. O.
Read number 5.
Ano.
Now read number 6.
To.
Read number 7.
Ta.
Read number 8.
Bota.
Number 9.
Atom.
In number 10, the vowels differ. The first one has a length mark. Listen to the difference between the short and the long A in Czech.
Mama. Mama.
Now read number 10.
Máma.
Read number 11.
Táta.
Number 12.
Pál.
Listen and repeat number 13.
Malá.
Did you make the long vowel sound in the second syllable? Remember that in Czech, the stress is always on the first syllable of a word. Read number 13 once more.
Malá.
The difference between short and long vowels can distinguish one word from another, so it's important to make the distinction. Read number 14.
Káva.
Number 15 has two long vowels. Read it.
Máva.
Read number 15 again.
Máva.
This is the end of Unit 2.